This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Brothers and sisters here in Perlis, and I know that alhamdulillah, not only that you have a diversity of different speakers who came from all around the world, but from my understanding, alhamdulillah, you have a good number of attendees who came from different countries to attend this beautiful conference, to be together under the banner of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is a great moment for us to think of the vision of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when more than 1,400 years ago, your beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was by himself in Mecca and being fought against by all the Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam received this great book of Allah that shook the entire world and humanity, your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam thought of this moment, which is more than 1,400 years after him, and he said alayhi salatu wasalam, sayablughu hadha al-amru ma balagha al-laylu wal-nahar, this matter, this religion, the book of Allah, the Quran, shall and will reach everywhere the way day and night had reached everywhere. And 1,400 years after the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the first revelation of Allah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and right now in such a convention like this, we can see that the dream of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam had come true, where you find people coming from all corners of this world to come together and to share the words of Allah and the words of the Messenger of Allah. And I come to you from the other side of this world, Sydney, Australia, and alhamdulillah, we see that Islam had reached everywhere the way day and night had reached everywhere. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of Islam. And we thank Allah azza wa jal for the blessing of the Quran, the book of Allah, the words of Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. The words of Allah, the Quran Kareem, are not the words of Muhammad. The Quran Kareem are not the words of Jibreel. The Quran Kareem are not the words of the creation. The Quran Kareem are the words of Allah, the Creator, the Magnificent, the Almighty, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke those words in the way that suits His majesty and glory, revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Jibreel. And because these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoken by Allah azza wa jal, without a doubt, they shook the entire world. They shook the entire creation of Allah. They shook the humanity. The Quran Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that shook this entire world and continues to shake this world till the day of judgment. The Quran Kareem. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah the Almighty makes mention the Quran Kareem. If we had revealed the Quran Kareem, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a mountain. And we all now understand how powerful and strong and solid the mountain is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we had revealed the Quran Kareem upon the mountain will shake. The mountain will shake and tremble from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because these are the words of the Creator. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why shouldn't the mountain shake when the mountain heeds the words of Allah? Why shouldn't the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shake when these are the words of Allah azza wa jal? Why shouldn't you and I shake when we hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, my brothers and my sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah in Mecca. And the Quran Kareem was revealed to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Amen. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made to be the greatest man to ever tread this earth. But your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an ummi, illiterate, did not read or write. How is it possible that someone like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come up with a Quran so eloquent, so powerful, so perfect, miraculously revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because these are not the words of Muhammad. They are the words of the Lord of Muhammad, Allah the Almighty, that had revealed it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran Kareem to the Arabs, who would appreciate the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem more than us and even the Arabs this day and age, because they understand the Arabic language. They understand how profound, how eloquent the Arabic language is. So when they heard the words of Allah being imparted and being passed on by the Messenger of Allah to them, they appreciated those words and they knew that these are the words not of the creation, but the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they will rush to embrace Islam. Because they heard those words and they understood that there is no way any human being can come up with words like the words of the Quran Kareem. Whether the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem in its eloquence, whether the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem in its content, whether the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem in its context, whether the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem in its legislation, they knew that these are not the words of a human being. These are the words of the Lord of the human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have to speak too much. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have to say too much. All he did is recite some verses from the Quran Kareem. And these Arabs during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, who sincerely wanted to know the truth and wanted guidance, had no other choice except to say, these are the words of someone great. These are the words of someone supreme. These are the words of the Creator Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. An example, At-Tufail. At-Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi. One of the great leaders of the Arabs during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only a great leader, he was known for his eloquence and poetry. So you're talking about someone who's well educated to understand and know that the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are not the words of a human being, but they are the words of someone above the creation, and that's the Creator Allah. What's the story of At-Tufail? At-Tufail, one great Arab leader. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came from Dawes to visit Mecca. And he came for the purpose of performing tawaf in accordance to the religion and the faith of his forefathers, paganism, in accordance to the religion of the people of Quraysh. And when At-Tufail arrived to Mecca, the people and the leaders of Mecca saw At-Tufail coming to Mecca. They were concerned. They were concerned that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will speak to At-Tufail, convince him to become a Muslim, and then At-Tufail will bring his entire clan and tribe into Islam. So what did the chiefs of the people of Quraysh do? They spoke to At-Tufail to manipulate him, brainwash him. To brainwash him about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying to him, watch out from this magician. Watch out from this man who split between the husband and wife, between parents and children. This is a man that has a very strong, powerful spell that if he casts it on anyone, this person can't take it off. They continue to manipulate and brainwash At-Tufail Ibn Amr al-Dawsi until At-Tufayl became so, so scared from sitting down or listening to the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He himself says, I shoved my ears with cotton from the fear of listening to the words of Muhammad. And he did that. And he was performing tawaf. And who did he see? He saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting next to the Kaaba. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his time in Mecca would regularly visit the Kaaba. So there the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reciting the words of Allah azza wa jal. And At-Tufayl is performing tawaf in accordance to the religion of the people of Quraysh, paganism. And he's got cotton shoved in his ears from the fear of listening to a word from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because these words are spell, magic, in accordance to what the people of Quraysh had told him. But then At-Tufayl thought about it while he's doing tawaf, ignoring the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, doesn't even want to look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. He stopped, he came back to his sense and he said, you know what? I'm known for my poetry. I'm a smart man. People respect my wisdom. People respect my eloquence. People respect my poetry. And now I'm afraid from someone like Muhammad? No, I'm going to take those corners out. I'm going to sit down with Muhammad. I'm going to listen to him. If he has something good, I will take. And if he has something bad, I will reject. So he sat down before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and spoke to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam and told Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam, give me, tell me what you have. What do you have? People are saying this and that about you. You tell me what you have. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, I have the words of Allah. And he started to recite the words of Allah. And At-Tufayl is listening and paying attention and listening and paying attention to these powerful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal had revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's listening to the recitation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, reciting those words that Allah says, if it was to be revealed upon a mountain, the mountain will shake from the words of Allah. And then At-Tufayl turns around and says to Muhammad, stop! Stop, O Muhammad! Stop over here! I want to become a Muslim. I want to become a Muslim. Words like these words can only come from someone supreme. Words like these words can only come from someone above the creation, and that's Allah. Tell me, how can I become a Muslim? He said, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. At-Tufayl, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Muhammadun abduhu wa rasuluh. I testify that there's no God except Allah, and you, Muhammad, the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. What convinced At-Tufayl? What made someone like At-Tufayl, who came in with a very negative perception of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to become a Muslim? The powerful words of Allah that gave him no other choice except to be shaken and to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. It becomes more interesting. At-Tufayl, he just became a Muslim. At-Tufayl, few minutes, few moments and minutes before he becoming a Muslim, he had this negative perception of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He did not even want to sit down with him or even look at him. And now he became a Muslim. He became a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He turns around and tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, what does your Lord want from me? What does your Lord command me to do? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him, At-Tufayl, you became a Muslim right now. You go back to your people and invite them to Islam. Allahu Akbar, Ya Rasulullah, this is a new Muslim. This is a revert. Shouldn't we at least take him into Islam slowly and gradually? Teach him Islam. Tell him more about Islam. Let him understand Islam. Put him through the course for 6 months. No, no, no. That's not the approach of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You became a Muslim now. You go back and bring people to Islam. So At-Tufayl, he says, O Messenger of Allah, My people hold me in high regards. Respect me a lot. Ask Allah. Ask Allah to emerge a miracle on my hands. So when I return to my people, they would believe me and believe your call and believe your message. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appear a miracle on his hands. Now At-Tufail enters Mecca as a pagan, non-Muslim. Exits Mecca as a believer. In one day, enters Mecca as a pagan. Exits Mecca, a Muslim and an ambassador of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a da'i, in one day. He returns back to his people to Dawes, a city few miles away from Mecca. On his way there, he says, Oh Allah, I just embraced your deen. And I followed your messenger. And my people respect me. Accept the dua of the messenger of Allah and emerge a miracle on me. Emerge a miracle that my people will see it and then they believe in Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a light appear right in between his eyes. Here. Light. A glowing light. At-Tufail. He says, Ya Allah, not here. Ya Allah, not here. I fear that my people will think wrong of me. Ya Allah, appear at somewhere else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his stick glow. He arrived to Tufail. He arrived to Dawes. After leaving just a few days ago as a pagan, coming back as a Muslim, showing his people the true path of Islam and the words of Allah, and a large number of his tribe became Muslims, including the great companion Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala an. What made At-Tufail become a Muslim? The powerful words of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal had revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and revealed to mankind to the day of judgment, the Quran, the words of Allah, the everlasting miracle to the day of judgment. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. No distortion. No alteration. No changes will ever enter the Quran Kareem. Not like the rest of the sacred books. Allah the Almighty is the one that revealed the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur. Allah is the one that spoke the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur and the other sacred books as he did with the Quran Kareem. But the only difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran Kareem to be the greatest book, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Quran Kareem to the day of judgment. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We are the ones that revealed the Quran Kareem, and we Allah, we shall preserve the Quran Kareem, and the Quran Kareem is preserved from the time Muhammad to the day of judgment. No one can change it. No one can distort it. No one can take a letter out and put another letter. Not only that, it's a perfect book. Perfect book. It had reached the ultimate perfection that you can't change any letter, any word, any verse with a better verse, better word, better letter. No way. Any book that's been published a century, decade later, fix this, amend this, change this word. The Quran Kareem is perfect because it came from the perfect one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it shook the entire world and will continue to shake the entire world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the Quran Kareem as an everlasting miracle. And it's been preserved, not in books, not in books. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and the Quran Kareem was not even compiled in one mushaf. But the Quran Kareem has been preserved in our hearts, in our minds, in our memory, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put this miracle in the Quran Kareem. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. We had made the Quran Kareem to be memorized for those who want to memorize it. And that's why you find huffaz everywhere around this world. Millions of huffaz who had memorized the Quran Kareem. Many of whom are non-Arabs who don't even understand it. But it's a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, that we will continue to memorize the Quran Kareem and preserve the Quran Kareem and continue to take our pride and honor in the Quran Kareem, because the Quran Kareem is the words of Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an everlasting miracle to the day of judgment. Not only in its content, not only in its eloquence, not only in its context, not only in its understanding, but also as a guide. Guide. A way of life. A way of life in all aspects of life. The Quran Kareem is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only to be recited. And for every letter that you read the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you not 10 hasanat, multiple hasanat and hasanat. The Quran Kareem is the book of Allah to be recited. And the Quran Kareem is the book of Allah to be revised. And the Quran Kareem is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be understood and to be taught. But the Quran Kareem is a guide. A guide. And that's another miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem. Not only the eloquence of the Quran Kareem, not only its content, but its legislation. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Kareem, a guide, huda, a guide, guidance, nur, light, shifa, cure, rahmah, mercy for us as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live in guidance in the way of Allah and the way of the messenger of Allah, to acquire happiness, success in this world, and happiness and success in the hereafter. That's why the Quran Kareem shook the world. Not only when the Arabs used to listen to the Quran Kareem, and when we listen to it, even non-Muslims, when they hear the Quran Kareem, they are fascinated, they are driven, their hearts tremble. The Quran Kareem shakes whoever listens to it. The Quran Kareem trembles the hearts whoever listens to it, for those who want to listen to it. We as Muslims, whether you understand the Quran Kareem or not, when you hear the Quran Kareem, you hear the words of Allah, you feel connected to Allah, your heart shakes because you hear the words of Allah, you just love Allah and the words of Allah, and you want to please Allah and follow the path of Allah and the messenger of Allah. Amazing, amazing. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the kuffar, even the disbelievers, even the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were fascinated by the Quran Kareem. And I want to tell you something. The Quran Kareem, and during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was revealed at a time when the Arabs had reached a pinnacle time in the Arabic language. A pinnacle time in the Arabic language. So during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs in their Arabic language was on the top. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran Kareem to the most highly advanced Arabs in the Arabic language. The most highly advanced and eloquent Arabs in the history of the Arabs. And for that, they were fascinated by the words of the Quran Kareem. So much so, the Utba ibn Rabi'a, Abu al-Walid, he was one of the senior leaders of the people of Quraysh. At a time where the people of Quraysh were going head to head against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they spoke amongst each other. So Utbah as one of the respected chief leaders of the Arabs. He said, how about I go and speak to Muhammad and make some offers, proposals to Muhammad. Maybe I can convince him and deter him away from his call. They thought that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing it for financial matters or for some status or for something. They don't know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the revelation. So Utbah was given the green light by his people to go and speak to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went and sat down with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Talking to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he said, oh Muhammad, I'm coming here to talk to you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of respect, he said, Abu al-Walid, tell me. So Utbah, he says, oh Muhammad, you've caused a lot of mischief amongst us, division amongst us, disunity amongst us, and I'm here to make some offers, proposals to you. Maybe you'll stop doing what you are doing. You want money, we'll give you. You want status, we'll give you. You want women and wives, we'll give you. We'll give you, we'll give you, we'll give you. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening. And after Utbah had finished, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam respectfully tells Abu al-Walid, Utbah, Abu al-Walid, you finished? He said, yes. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's my turn now. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does not say anything besides Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he recites verses from Surah Fussilat. Nothing else. He only recited verses from Surah Fussilat. No explanation, no introduction, just the Quran Kareem and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Utbah is listening and listening and listening. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is reciting verse after verse after verse until Utbah continued to listen to the Quran Kareem, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam reached to verses where Allah azza wa jalla speaks about the punishment of Ad and Thamud. Utbah says, stop. Oh Muhammad, stop. Enough. Enough. And then Utbah goes back to his people. His own people look at Utbah walking from far. They say, by Allah, this man is coming back with a different face than the face that he left us with. Utbah comes and sits down, astonished, amazed from what he had heard. And the people of Quraysh, the leaders, are waiting, anticipating to hear something. Maybe Muhammad accepted an offer. So Utbah turns around and says, oh people, I went and sat down with this man. And I heard the words that he claims to say that are from God, from Allah. And I heard the verses from the Quran Kareem. And by Allah, you all know, I'm the best in poetry. And what I've heard is not poetry. I understand magic. And what I've heard is not magic. I understand fortune telling. And what I've heard is not fortune telling. And I've heard words I've never ever heard before. So powerful. So sweet. So supreme. It will continue to be superior. And nothing will ever be superior than it. And then Utbah turns around and he tells them, this is the man they sent to Nigasha with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He turns around and says to them, I've never ever heard of words like this. These are very powerful words. And this man shall rule. This man shall prevail. And I advise you all to follow him. Subhanallah, we sent you to turn him away from his call. You come back to us and you want us to turn to him? No, no, wallah, it's not going to happen. What impact did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam have on Utbah? The words of Allah that shook the heart and the mind of Utbah, that he had no other choice except to confess and to concede that these are powerful words that will continue to prevail. That will continue to prevail. And nothing can ever prevail above it. These are his words. A testimony from a kafir. A testimony from a disbeliever that had realized that these are words so powerful that will shake the entire mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us all with this Quran. We're not talking about a book. And we're not talking about a Quran only existed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have it. Every single one of us has a copy of the Quran Kareem on a shelf in their homes, on their phones. And a lot of us, alhamdulillah, if not all of us, had memorized something from the Quran Kareem, if not the entire Quran Kareem. That's the book of Allah. We have a miracle. We don't have to do anything beyond telling people about the Quran Kareem. We have a miracle. We don't have to do too many studies, even though they are very important. And too many researchers, even though they are very important. We have the greatest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can convince anyone and anything. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jinn. When they heard the Quran Kareem, they said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. The jinn, the other beings, they heard the Quran Kareem, they turned back to their people and said, we had heard an amazing book. An amazing book. Anyone that hears the Quran Kareem, anyone that listens to the Quran Kareem, and they genuinely want to understand the Quran Kareem, Allah will open their hearts. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will give you satisfaction and contentment. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you happiness. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah will give you success. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you contentment. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah azza wa jalla will make what's hard easy for you. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate your challenges. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah will give you support and success and victory. Through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us everything that we want. The Quran al-Kareem. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be the nation of the Quran, the greatest nation to ever emerge on the face of this earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You as the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the greatest nation to ever emerge from all previous nations. You are the greatest nation because you follow the greatest man and you have the greatest book. The greatest nation, the nation of Islam. The greatest man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest book, the Quran Kareem. My brothers and my sisters, wallahi, we are so blessed. We are so honored. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't appreciate. We don't appreciate. Because the Quran Kareem will come in the hereafter, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Imma hujjatun lak. أو عليك. The Quran Kareem will come in the hereafter, either proof and evidence for you or against you. For you, the Quran Kareem will say, Ya Allah, he, she, they were reciting me every single day. Their tongue will never stop reciting me, Ya Allah. Because they spend this time and effort in reciting me, Ya Allah, forgive them and admit them into the Jannah. For you. Proof and evidence for you or against you. The Quran will come in the hereafter and say, Ya Allah, I was a book like the rest of the books on the shelf, eaten by the dust. Rarely they'll open me. Rarely they'll read me. Rarely they'll act upon me against you. But alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I'm confident to say, we are all here because we want the Quran Kareem to be proof for us. We are all here because we want to be the people of the Quran. Ahlul Qur'ani, Ahlullahi wa khasatuh. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the people of the Quran are the people of Allah and the true people of Allah. We want to be the people of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the people and the true people, the special people of Allah. Those that read the Quran Kareem. Ana al-layli wa nahar. During the day, during the night. Those who comprehend the Quran Kareem. During the day, during the night. Those who act upon the Quran Kareem. During the day, during the night. That's what we want to be. We all want to be from amongst those that the Quran Kareem will be proof and evidence for us, not against us. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described What a beautiful description. I can't imagine of a greater description than the description that the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam described him to be. She described the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a walking Quran. As a walking Quran. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was a walking Quran on the face of this earth. A walking Quran in his manners. A walking Quran in implementing the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A walking Quran in what he says and what he hears and what he does. A walking Quran in the morning and the evening. A walking Quran that will continue reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Quran Kareem and teach the Quran Kareem. A walking Quran. And inshallah, every single one of us, every single one of us should be that walking Quran on the face of this earth. And inshallah, we'll all make that commitment. Put your hand up and say, inshallah, 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 I am going to be that walking Quran like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.